Hello everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Self-Improvement Project. I hope everybody is well. I hope you're having a nice summer. I hope this episode is timely as well as timeless. I always like to think that all of these episodes that I do, you can listen back and you can listen to them at any time and they should still be relevant. So I hope that's useful for you. Thank you if you have been writing to me recently. If you are tempted at all, please do. It's definitely my favourite part of doing this project is hearing people's stories, hearing people's backgrounds, hearing their own self-improvement journey so far. Which leads me nicely onto today's topic of embracing identity during the journey. Now, previous episodes have talked about the importance of the journey over the destination, as much as it's cliched, the importance of embracing identity and not getting sucked into certain elements of identity that can be quite common within society as well. This podcast has become part of my identity over the last 2 and a bit years, and it's going quickly. That speed of how quickly it's going has reminded me how important this topic is today, of really being comfortable within ourselves and really recognizing and acknowledging the journey as it goes, taking that opportunity to step back and how significant that can be from time to time to recognize the importance of the experiences that we have. In the last episode of the podcast, I mentioned about never knowing the moment of flow or the point of happiness that we experience. We never stop and think in a particular moment, oh, I'm happy now. And this is along similar lines today around we never really stop and think about our identity at a particular moment, nor do we ever look at it through a specific space of time. Oh, in 2020, I was this sort of person. In 2021, I was this sort of person. We never do that. It's just ongoing. And maybe and perhaps there isn't a moment of your perfect identity or epitome of your identity or a perfect point in the journey that you use that signifies everything about your life. And this is why I want to talk about it a little bit more. Embracing who we are the whole time. Look, I know it's impossible to be present all of the time, but we are certainly not great at it and can do more to be more present and take step backs of perspective to look at sometimes. As I mentioned already, life goes really quickly. If we wait to do this, we'll never really understand who we are. We'll never really appreciate the entire journey. And perhaps we'll never truly live. Who you are is something that continually evolves over time. But firstly, we never take time to really take true pride or ownership over our identity. Second of all, we're always getting caught up in this mimetic culture of fitting in, and that's sometimes when we lose sight of how important this identity can be. We're too busy getting caught up in the riffraff of I need to stay in line or I need to adhere to this to live up to the expectations that society and culture has of me. And by being sucked into this, we lose sight of this journey as a whole, as we're maybe more goal-orientated by this side of things as well. Take a moment to think of the last 5 years. What were you doing on or in August 5 years ago? Who were you? What type of person were you? Were you studying? Were you in a job? What did you want out of life at that time? Thinking of these things can be really significant, as it can make you reflect on the last 5 years as well. Does where you were 5 years ago represent who you were 3 years ago, 2 years ago, even 1 year ago? There's an element of, and a combination that can be quite powerful, of being unapologetically you throughout this time, doing the things that you want, living the way that you want. All of these things are not selfish. It's actually what inspires and gives permission to others who you maybe influence in your life. These are the things that allow us to truly live. Yes, life is not going to slow down per se as the years go by, but you may look back not regretting it as much, wishing that you'd done more things. Throughout this time, and take a moment to enjoy witnessing who you are becoming. Are you becoming fitter? Are you becoming healthier? Are you becoming wiser? Give yourself a little bit more credit, because you're probably doing better than you think. Look forward to what opportunities will come for you. There'll be things that will happen through your effort, but there will be things that happen through serendipity. Like I said, you're probably not giving yourself enough credit. Instead of getting caught up in the hustle and bustle of all of these things that don't matter to you, or for those who don't truly care about you, take a moment to look back, to look at now and look forward to who you've been, who you are, who you're going to become, and how this entire journey has shaped you, how it's really allowed you to evolve into the person that you are today and going to become. And that's us. I hope that has made you think. I hope that has allowed you to gain some perspective on maybe your identity and combining that with your journey. Write to me, let me know if you think that has had an impact or just made you think, or any general thoughts overall. So as always, guys, thanks very much for listening, and I will see you all next time. Cheers.